Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're going to preview the Cambi Minyota Cross Country team as the season's starting here shortly. And with me right now is Allison Pesek. Hello, Allison.
Hello.
Well, I think we've done this before to preview your team. How's practice going since you started last week?
Very good. We've got 51 kids out, and they're working hard, and the season is looking good.
Good.
With the start.
What year is this for you as head coach?
This is my 7th season as head coach and my 13th season with the team.
Okay. 7 season, that goes fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, you know, you had real good success last year. Of course, the girls went to state. The girls had to work hard over the summer. They want to get back to state, I bet, huh?
Yes, they do. Yep, for sure.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce your other coaches, and then let's preview. Let's start with the girls' team. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the girls' team?
All right. My assistant coaches are Jennifer Ufkin. She has been my assistant coach the last 7 years. And new to our team this year is Jared Josephson. He is a teacher in Minyota that is joining our coaching staff. And Jared, fun fact, ran for me 7 years ago.
Oh.
So, to preview the girls, we have 14 returning letter winners and 6 of our 7 returning varsity runners. So some of our returning runners are Hannah Fadness, Claire Stokes, Natalie Stokes, Lily Wallum, Noemi Diaz, Isabel Huzabuz, Jonna Briggs, Ava Danielson, Callie DeVos, Taylor Orada, Jordan Jostock, and Maya Peshek. And then I do have 2 managers that are with us that have been with us multiple seasons and returning letter winners, and that is Sadie Scogan and Jaden Schmidt.
Yeah, you got to have them managers, right?
Yes. And our managers come to practice every day. They bike along with the kids, so they're good to have along with us.
Let's talk about the managers in cross country. What are some of their duties, Allison?
Like I said, they come along to practice on days when it's possible on our routes. They bike right along with the kids, so it's kind of nice because we can spread them out with the kids on the routes and then they also help with different things, organizing different things for me, such as like uniform handouts and stuff like that. But at the meets themselves, we have a manager that does photography for us. And then we have managers that do the start and finish times for us so that we have that instantly for us as coaches as the races are completed and can look at that information. And then it's always nice as a backup, too, because sometimes the school's hosting, something goes wrong with the results, and then coaches have a backup. So that's what my managers are fantastic. I'm very blessed with 2 returning managers and 1 brand-new one this season.
All right, who were they again?
They are Sadie Scogan, Jaden Schmidt, and Leah Thorpe.
Okay, awesome. Yep, you gotta have managers, that's for sure.
Yep.
So I believe that was 31 girls you just mentioned. Let's talk about some of your top runners, maybe some of the success they've had in years past.
All right. So, like I said, we have 6 of our 7 varsity runners back this next season. And that is Claire Stokes and Jonna Briggs, Ava Danielson, Taylor Orada, Jordan Jostock, and Maya Peshek. And of those 6, we had 5 of them that were all conference last year. And that was Claire Stokes, Maya Peshek, Jordan Jostock, Taylor Orada, and Ava Danielson. And 2 of them were section medalists, meaning they also would have qualified individually had we not gone as a state, and that was Claire Stokes as a team, excuse me, and that was Claire Stokes and Maya Peshek. So they both were in the top 10 at sections. And then, as you stated earlier, we went to state as a team. We were 2nd in the section and went and ran down at the state meet. And we were, we were 7th down at the state.
Okay.
And our graduate now going to go and run at SDSU. Braylon Merritt was also an All-State top 25 runner last season as well.
Oh, yeah, Braylon. Yeah, Braylon Merritt. Yeah. So she's running cross-country where?
SDSU. So she is actually moving in this weekend to go start her cross-country season at SDSU.
Well, that's exciting, that's for sure. Yeah, she placed, she was All-State, I believe, last year.
Yep, okay. She was. Yep.
Good. And so seventh last year out of 16 teams, that's pretty good.
Yes. Yep, it is.
How many Class A teams are there in cross-country teams are there in Class A? Do you know, Allison?
Well, some fun facts about that state meet. There are 123 total teams in Class A and only 8 sections for those 123 teams, and only 16 teams of those 123 make it to state. So it's a pretty big deal when you think about it that our girls were one of those 16 teams that went down to that state meet last year.
That's awesome. That's really good. So yeah, you got 6 of your 7 back. You got to be excited about that.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, and we've got some really good numbers on the girls' side with the younger girls and some of our, like I said, returning letter winners. So I think we're going to still be a very competitive team in our area.
Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit about cross country. How many runners can you have during a meet, and how does the scoring go for someone that doesn't know?
All right. Well, you can run 7, and they score your top 5. So depending on what place your top 5 runners come in, they add up their places, and that is your score as a team. So it's kind of like golf. The lower the score, the better. So if your runners are coming in that top part and they're coming in first and third and whatever, you have a lower number, your team's going to score better.
Okay.
And then your 6 and 7, they call them your pushers. They're kind of your 6th place runner can sometimes come down to them when there is a tie. And 7th runner is also that pusher, you know, they change people's score.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And I know your daughter Maya Peshek, she was an 8th grader last year, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so I know she's put some time in. All the girls have probably put some time in this summer, huh, Allison?
Yes, they have. Yep.
They train on their own, or do they go to camps, or how does that work?
A little bit of both. So they train on their own, and then for about 3 weeks throughout the summer, we have opportunities where they can get together and run with each other as teammates, but we also do some strength and agility training as well. So just keep kind of that midsummer motivation, keep everybody going, connect as a team.
Okay, good. Before we talk about the boys, what girl teams look strong in the section this year? Besides your team.
Well, of course, Lock Apparel, and then Laverne and Murray County Central, and Redwood Valley is going to be tough again. They were number one in the section last year, and they have all 5 of their top 5 runners back.
Oh, wow.
And then I think some other teams that are going to be building and look pretty good are also Springfield Cedar Mountain and JCC.
Okay. All right. Well, any more on the girls, and then otherwise we'll talk about the boys here in a little bit.
No, I
okay.
think that's
we covered
good.
It pretty good then. Okay.
Yep.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Allison Peshek, the head coach of the Cambie Mineota cross country teams. And Allison, let's talk about your boys team this year.
All right. Our boys team is definitely in a rebuilding year, but I will say we have a fantastic leader. Blake Geezy has been on our varsity team since he was a 7th grader, and he is a senior this year. So we have 9 returning letter winners for the boys. That's Blake Geezy, Brandon Danielson, Carson Becker, Hunter Danielson, Riley Nelson, Noah Harms, Callan Merritt, Kendon Knutson, and Brett Stokes. And of those nine, only three of them were on our section team at the end of the season last year. So we are definitely rebuilding. But I think we have some strong things, too, because, like I said, we have Blake. We also have Talon, who were both all-conference runners last season. But of that list of nine that I told you are our returning letter winners, quite a few of them were in the top of our JV at the conference last season. So I think we have some boys that are really excited to step in and take those varsity spots. So it will be a fun season to watch them kind of develop and grow. And like I said, they have Blake Easy, who's going to be a fabulous leader for all of them.
Okay. And how many boys did you say you had out total, 7 through 12?
We have 20.
Okay. All right. And, yeah, some familiar names there you were mentioning. They've been with you for a while, some of them.
Yes. Yep.
So, did any of them qualify for state last year? I can't remember.
No, we did not have any boys qualify. Our boys were fifth in the section,
right.
So we were still in that top five in the section. And, you know, Section 3A is one of the tougher sections in the state. So, and that's kind of our goal here this season, is to try to develop a team so we can continue to be competitive and be in that top five. We've been in the top five for multiple years now, and we want to stay kind of in that competitive top five.
Right. I know. Didn't you graduate some really good runners last year, too?
Yes. Zach Orada had been a state qualifier. Colton Dice had been a state qualifier.
Oh, yeah.
Both seniors and graduated. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what boy teams look strong this year in the conference, in the section?
Well, Lacaparo is always one of our competitors because we see them in the conference and we're going to see them in the section. Mm-hmm. And then I also, Laverne's boys are going to be tough. Windham's boys are going to be strong again. They are who won our section last year. It was kind of a surprise to a lot of people. Redwood Valley still has some really strong runners. They have one of the top runners in the state, and he is just a junior, I believe, junior or a senior this year. So they're going to be tough again, too. And Murray County Central, I know they've been working. They had a young team here, so eventually their young team's going to develop, too. So it'll be a competitive section like it always is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know if you got your schedule in front of you. If you know it off the top of your head, what's your schedule look like for Camby Mineota Cross Country?
Well, we start out at the Lakeview meet on August 26th, and then we go to Tracy, and then we host our home meet on September 10th in Camby, and then we go to the Lacaparo meet and the YME. And then we do a Saturday meet in Wilmer where we get to compete against some of the bigger schools. And ever since Malacca kind of stopped happening, Wilmer has kind of been our pickup meet. So we go to Wilmer.
Okay.
And then Central Minnesota Christian, and then our Camden Conference sections, and hopefully state.
All right. And where is the sections this year?
It is down in Laverne.
Oh, we got to go. That's right. It was in Madison last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
So they alternate south and north.
Yep, they do.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Laverne's kind of a fun course. That's a challenge course. I know right before the finish line, a pretty good hill to get up.
Yep. So. Laverne, to be honest, it's one of my favorite courses.
Oh, it is. Okay. why is that then, Allison?
I don't know if it goes back to when I was a runner and I actually was a runner who loved doing hills. So maybe that's why, because I like the challenge of the hill. But I also, as a coach, it's very super convenient to get around and see them in multiple spots and cheer them on and coach them. And it's a nice course. So is Madison's, actually. Yep. I love both of our section courses.
Okay. Yep. Good. Well, let's hope when we're in Laverne, the snow's not flying yet.
Yeah, let's hope not.
the cross-country run, do your runners like to run when it's warm, or what's the ideal temperature for running cross-country meets?
Oh,
is that a tough question?
A good 60-degree day with minimal wind.
Okay.
No, I do have some runners that like the heat, and I do have some runners that like it really cold. I think everybody kind of has their preference, but if you find a good, you know, mild day in the 60s, 70s, low 70s, and
right.
it's not super windy, I think nobody's really going to complain.
Okay. Yeah. Hey,
but it's hard to
go
it's
ahead.
Hard to have days. It's hard to have days without wind around here.
That's true. That's true. Hey, I got to ask you. You know, will you run on the new track there that they're building there in Kami? It really looks nice with the artificial turf and everything.
Talked about super exciting for our community. Absolutely. Actually, the superintendent and I were just talking the other day, and the track's going to be ready, so I think we may use it a little bit for practice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I can't wait to call my first football game there.
Right.
It's going to be nice. So, all right, Allison. Well, thanks for the preview of your team this year, and the best of luck all season. I'll be on a few of the meets covering it, and looking forward to it. So.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul.
You bet. That's Allison Peschick, head coach of the Kami Minneota cross-country team, previewing her girls' team and her boys' team.